Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only, the Hall of Famer, Ron Larson, head coach of Anoka Ramsey, who got 701 wins. What has Anoka Ramsey meant to you, Ron?
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. I'm kind of feeling like Sports Score Central here tonight.
Yeah.
Because all my buddies are sending me all these scores in. It's kind of cool. And thanks for reporting the college scores now, too. I actually just came home from Park Center Osseo game, and it was 46-22 at halftime, so I don't have a file on that one.
Park Center leading?
Park Center was ahead, yeah. Gosh sakes, I don't think I've ever seen so much speed on the floor in 50 years of watching basketball.
They play defense, awesome. Don't they?
Oh, my gosh, they get after it. They've got depth, and they've got, you know, shooters, and the kid going to the U is a real deal, so that's going to be exciting with Carrington going there. But anyway, so sort of not answer your question, but, you know, what it's meant to me is I was a high school coach, you know, for 35 years. I spent 1 year at St. Cloud State and the last 14 at Anoka Ramsey, and I think it's probably one of the more rewarding gigs I've ever had because, you know, we're dealing with a lot of different issues with young men, and it's just fun to be part of their lives and the wins are one thing, but there's so much more to this game of sports and basketball than the wins and losses. And so it's just been a fun experience and it's time, you know, like I said, I'm retiring. So yeah. That's good too.
I was getting to that, but was that a hard decision? you got win 701 your final week. I mean, holy cow. I don't think your decision was contingent on that, but is it difficult to say, here's the whistle, here's the clipboard?
Well, you know, I still have first of all, you win that many games because you're old. That helps.
but you've done it the right way and won a lot of games, man.
Yeah, well, it's been a great run in the high school ranks, and obviously the last 14 years at Anoka Ramsey has been a special time. But I still have the energy, and I still have the desire to do that. But you know, there's other factors involved when you get to my age, and you get to my age. I've got three grandkids that are playing soccer in the fall out in California, and they're playing baseball. You know, baseball never ends in California, as you're well aware.
Yeah.
And they're already playing baseball games out there, and I've got grandsons at Maple Grove, and so I'm going to probably get into youth coaching. So
sure.
I'm just not walking away from the gym. But that being said, it's just been it's tough. It's tough to walk away from, you know, from something you love. I've just had some, you know, and the great thing about it is all the great relationships a guy's developed over the years with so many different people. And it's been fun to, you know, I mean, it's been fun to read some of their emails and texts.
Yeah.
Texting me, but you know, again, all good things come to an end. That's kind of the way it's put it.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean you're done coaching. It just means you're done coaching Anoka Ramsey. Who knows what you know what might get your interest? But when you think about that, what you just said, let me ask you this question. I think a lot of coaches changes as they get older. Do you enjoy practices or games more?
Coaching is. People think that, you know, so many people think that you just show up in a gym for a couple hours, you throw out the ball, you teach a few things, and you walk away. Well, there's so much more to it than that. And so I just love the practices. I always love teaching, motivating the kids. And you motivate the kids in practice by, you know, getting them to play hard in practice so that, you know, the old saying, you play like you practice. And that's kind of the way it is. And so you're teaching all the time. And you're just trying to make kids better. And you're trying to relate, you know, what happens in basketball with the ups and downs and the pressure situations with life skills as well. So that's kind of more what you do in practice. games are exciting because obviously you're, you know, but there's a certain amount of pressure of performing. You know, it's kind of like putting on a play. You're performing, you know, and being, and so there's a certain amount of pressure that you kind of get tired of after a while. But
yeah, it gnaws at you, doesn't it?
Oh gosh, you know, it's fun to say you won 700 games probably, but that's not the reason I got out. Don't get me wrong, I'd made this decision before any of that, but the tough part about it is you remember the losses more than the wins.
I know. Isn't that terrible? Coaches, for better or worse, there's a lot of good to this, but you're constantly trying to figure out how to fix it, aren't you? And so you tend to fixate on the losses because those are the things where you go, what could I have done differently? What do I need to fix? And it becomes, I mean, it almost robs you. I mean, you got to be careful about this because it can rob you of the joy.
Well, and that's what I'm happy about. The joy never went away. You know, you ask the kids to bounce back after a loss or after an injury or whatever might happen, you know. And so you have to live what you preach, you know, and that's what it's all about. You live what you preach, and you got to bounce back from adversity. You bounce back from a loss. You bounce back from missing a key shot or whatever it might be, and you move on. And that's what life's all about. You move on, right?
Do you think that coaching for people that get into the business right now is harder now than it was when you first started? Is it the same? Is it easier because there's so much talent out there and so much access to training? What is it?
Well, you have to navigate through a lot more stuff. You know, it seems like a lot of people have personal trainers, and you know, some of them do a great job, some don't do a great job. You know, that's just the way it is, and everybody seems to be an expert. I don't know if that was always the case. All I know is that when I played Little League Baseball in the summer, the parents dropped you off and they went back to work and they didn't even see a game. And now everybody is a helicopter or a bulldozer parent where they're trying to influence how much their kid plays or what position they play or things like that. And that's what makes it tough. I'm glad I went through the high school ranks when I did. I just think that there's a lot more pressure right now on high school coaches, high school athletic directors. It's just sad the way it's become. I don't know how we get back to some normalcy, if you want to call it that. But and that's one thing about the college level. You don't have quite those same types of pressures on you all the time, unless you're making $4 million and you got to win. Well, I didn't ever make that, actually.
Yeah, but then you can walk away and go, you know what? I took some heat, but I'm going to get on my boat right now, and you don't care maybe so much. But, you know, the AAU circuit, the summer circuit that everybody really needs to play if they want to have a chance to play at any level of college, how does a kid know if he, you know, because sometimes you'll see those games and you go, you try to figure out the value, and you go, is the value in that they're getting better and developing, or is the value in that they see how good the competition is and they understand how hard they're going to have to work? When you watch these summer games, these off-season games, the spring season almost upon us, what is it kids need to know about that?
Well, first of all, I've found that a lot of parents and a lot of kids don't ever see college basketball or college athletics in a game.
And, because they're so busy in their own seasons, huh?
Yeah, they don't see that stuff. They don't see the level, how high a level, and I'm just talking JUCO basketball is a tremendous level of basketball.
Yep.
It's you have to be athletic, you have to have skills, you know, you have to have moxie about you, and so I've when I was a high school coach, I encouraged my high school guys to go watch a college game. And if people would ever do that at the high school level, they'd realize that their kid might not be the 1% that actually plays college basketball.
Yep.
Because there's very few people that can really play the game. Now, I'm not saying people shouldn't have dreams. They certainly should have dreams. But if they would watch some of that, I mean, my grandkids have learned a great deal about how hard you have to play, and they're only grade school kids, but believe me, they come away from a college basketball game and they're working a lot harder at their game. And so, you know, to answer your question, it would be a long answer, but it just still means that kids have to continue working at their skills And I sometimes get upset with the AU stuff, but on the other hand, I know it's there. There's a lot of good there too. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, for sure. And if nothing else, if you see how good the other team is, you go, holy cow, I'm not nearly as good as I thought. There's value in that, you know. Or if your teammates are a lot better than you, you go, whoa, if I want to play at this level, I'm going to have to really, you know, change the way I think, because you get exposed to all these kids that you wouldn't, you know, get exposed to otherwise. But sometimes I'm not so sure that you can really develop players much. Like if it was your grandkids and you said, here's the next 3 months in the summer if you want to be good at basketball, what kind of program would you put them on?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't devote all my time to going to weekend tournaments. You know, you mm-hmm. spend more time practicing things. Secondly, I would say go play some baseball, too, because
yeah, absolutely.
It all relates to it. There's just too much specialization going on right now in every sport. And I think kids are getting burned out. And to be very honest, I see parents getting burned out. And I think that takes away some of the enjoyment of just enjoying your kid and enjoying them growing up and so forth. So if I was going to put together a program, I've talked about this a lot. There are baseball programs that say you got to attend every game or don't join our organization. There are basketball organizations
yep.
that say that. There are
yep.
soccer organizations that say that. You've got to commit year-round to our sports. And a lot of people do, and I'm not knocking that either if they made that choice. But to me, there's just so much more enjoyment on just playing various things. And I would like to start an organization where we would literally play some basketball, but also practice baseball.
Wouldn't
or something
be fun?
Like that.
Wouldn't
you know?
That be fun if you get the oh. same group of kids to do both?
I know. It would just be so much fun. And I'm not just talking girls or boys now, but there's, you know, it's the same in the girls' sports. There's a reason, Maxie, why Minnesota's got so many better basketball players going on, boys and girls. There's no question about that. The developmental programs have been very instrumental in that. But, you know, I think sometimes there's a burnout thing that takes place as well. So, anyway.
Are your dogs barking in the background there, Ron?
No, I don't have any dogs. It must be your dogs.
I think somebody brought their dog to the station here. hey, Ron, am I going to see you? You going to be around next week at the tournament? Where are you going to be?
You know what's great about going to these games? I've been going to all these games now, and I don't have to look at who I have to recruit. I don't have to look
you get to just enjoy the game, huh?
Don't ask if this kid's decided where
he's going to college.
Oh, it's awesome. I'm eating popcorn and I'm BSing with people. It's just so much fun.
Well, you are a credit to the profession and all that you've done, not just in coaching kids, but you've been so involved in the Coaches Association and everything else. So I wanted to take a minute just to say thank you for all that you did for high school and college kids and the sport of basketball and the coaches as well that you have served. So job well done, my friend, and I'm proud to call you a friend.
Well, I'm proud to be part of a great media group that I've got to know. I'm proud of the officials that I've got to know and everybody else. It's just been a great career, and the relationships are there forever, and I just appreciate that as well. So thank you for your words, and we'll look forward to seeing you down the road here.
Absolutely.
I'm not going away from basketball. I'm going to stay involved with a lot of different things, but it's just not going to be it's not going to be the 12-month grind.
No, at least not for now. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. Ron Larson, one of the iconic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.